acting like superheroes or supervillains or just showing off, comic fans dressed up as their favorite characters are having a good time at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center. Some enjoy the fantasy of the comic convention.
Well, we like to break out our finest clothes and walk around amongst the inferior masses and look for victims that we can commit our heinous crimes against.
Have you found any?
Possibly. How much is that camera worth?
Edward Nigma says he and his wife came from Gotham City, the fictional home of Batman. Many take the fun seriously. It took more than 4 months for Dale Harvey to build this costume of a video game character.
I get enjoyment out of creating it, out of building it with my friends, and out of, you know, just having a good time seeing people's reaction to it. The most awesome thing for me is watching kids, young and old, have a good time seeing a character come to life.
The event also offers an opportunity to make new friends.
We just met, but we're good friends now.
Organizers say the AwesomeCon DC event drew more than 5,000 visitors for 2 days. Ben Penrod is the event coordinator.
These types of conventions are huge right now. They have them in every city. This is only a fraction of the size of, let's say, you know, San Diego every year, or, you know, even the one in Baltimore.
Penrod says mega-hit superhero films based on comic books have helped fuel the convention's popularity.
You had to read comic books to know who the Avengers were. Now the Avengers is the third highest grossing film of all time, and everybody knows about it.
The core of AwesomeCon DC is about comics, but it embraces movies, TV, and video games. Special events include independent filmmakers' screenings and discussions. Celebrity guests like Phil LaMarr, who is best known for his voice acting in animated films, and Ernie Hudson, who was in the blockbuster movie Ghostbusters, help attract fans. Fans also get to learn how to draw characters from some famous comic creators. The costume contest is a big part of the fun. And the impromptu duel between costumed characters is a bit of surprise entertainment for the spectators. The organizers and comic fans agree that AwesomeCon DC will be an annual event and will grow bigger, as other such conventions have in other cities. For producer June So, Amy Katz, VOA News.